And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like
welcome back.
Tall.
It's Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Say, the spring is right around the corner. Depending on where you're listening, you might be already in full swing. I talked to my brother in Huntsville, Alabama, my brother-in-law, and he's got all his flowers are out, and the trees are all got leaves on them and stuff. And here we sit in Michigan with 20 degrees one night. And
did you see the video of somewhere up around the bridge around Gaylord or whatever? Of it was raining and then it turned to
ice
cold.
Yeah,
that wind was 50 miles an hour.
I know. And they shut the Mackinac Bridge down for 2 days because of that
ice.
They
do every spring.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
They had pieces of ice the size of Buicks falling off of it yesterday.
The bridge.
Yeah, that's why they shut it down. Yeah.
Yep.
Or 3 days ago, I should say.
Yep. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was
every year that goes on. It's dangerous.
Right. Yeah. Yes, it is. And a lot of people up there that are listening might not have power yet either. So thank goodness for car radios. We wouldn't want you to miss us. Ah! That's the least of your worries. I get it, man. There's a lot going on, and we wish you the best. But
hey, you might be listening on a podcast, too, and thanks for doing that. We have thousands and thousands of people that download this show as a pod, and I myself am a prolific podder.
Wow. Does that take special uniform or something?
You are a prolific podder. Yes. Right. Yes, you are.
I just made that up.
Well,
can you tell?
No one could tell.
Anyway, it's spring, and it's time for some people to wake that grill up because maybe they were not feeling like they had the best place to use it or the right circumstances. Like some of us, you know, have areas that are better than others. So if you're just pulling it out or you've just been lazy and it's sitting out there and been covered in snow all winter, those are probably even more susceptible because it does provide for a really nice little domicile for critters.
Right.
And they do like to chew your igniter wire.
Mm-hmm.
They love to have babies.
Right.
And they love to nest and they urinate.
Right.
You're not a nine.
Right. Yes. Honey. They do all of that. And you aren't going to, the last thing you want to do is fire up that gas grill before you've cleaned that out, because you're going to get one of the rankest smells.
Well, it might just explode, too.
Right, yeah. So let's take the typical char grill or gas grill that you've got in the backyard. You open the hood for the first time, you look down, and everything looks pretty good, right? Just like the way I put it together. Well, there might be some hiding things in there, right?
Right.
So start from the top and work down. I'm going to pull the grates off, and they probably need to be cleaned. This would be a great time for you to get a wire brush and just stand them on edge and hit those grates.
Or your power washer.
Yeah, either one. Sometimes you got to loosen it up with the power, or you can soak them. If you've got a big tub, put them in hot water, throw some Dawn dishwashing liquid or whatever you got in there.
So you want to add to the patina with Dawn?
Right. Well, I want to get it off of there because it's set there all winter. I don't know what you've done.
You just brushed up against my feelings there.
Well, I understand.
I don't think you can do Dawn on a grill.
Yeah, you cook it off. I'll try to clean it off a little bit, at least the first time. You're going to rinse it, and it's going to be fine. But so anyway, I take the grates, and I get those cleaned. A wire brush works really good.
But what if you're cooking tofu? That tofu is going to absorb the Dawn.
I understand. It just adds to the flavor. But so after that, then, Bob, what are those like little triangular things that go over
your... Yeah, heat shields.
Yeah. Should you clean those too?
If they need it. Generally, they're kind of self-cleaning, but the top might be caked up and loaded up. But the key is you want to fire that thing up. Number one, see if it does fire up. I'm going to say over half of the people out there with gas grills are using a propane tank.
Yep.
So you'll want to start this inspection by checking your tank, checking the hose that connects the tank to the regulator, and make sure that thing's not cracked, because I have seen plenty of propane accidents where a fire starts off the hose. It's been leaking. They don't notice because it's downwind or whatever. And all of a sudden, the wind shifts a little bit, and that gas ignites, and there's a flame shooting out of the hose. Now you got a problem.
Right.
You don't want that.
Right. So I'm going to reel back here a little bit because I want you to take the grill apart before you ever light it up, because I want to see if those little critters have made a nest anywhere in there.
Sure, yeah, and whatever your order you want to go. But the very first thing I would recommend is checking out your connections and making sure that thing is safe from there on out. You can do that while you're gutting it or whenever, but they're both very important.
Right. So I take those heat shields off. Now I'm looking at a burner. It might be H-shaped. It might be U-shaped.
But it's
it might be linear.
It's likely a ribbon.
Right.
Which is the bulk of them. And that's a piece of tubular steel with holes punched in it. And if it's a cheaper Chinese grill, they're probably rotten by now. And you'll notice a hot spot in that part of your grill because there's a big hole there and all your gas is leaking out right there.
Right.
Now, you might be used to grilling with that way and you're really good at it. But either way, it might be time for a new grill. By the way, after the show this morning, I'm running down to Garrett's because they're doing a clearance sale on all their Broil Kings.
Oh.
So I want to go down. I'm going to photograph them and I'll try and post them on our page.
Yeah.
But if you do need a new grill, Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street has a ton on clearance, and it's a good time to get those.
So we get that. That is a very good time. So we get that burner. If that needs to be replaced, you can generally go to a good hardware store, and they probably got one that if you've got a common brand of grill, they probably got one. But now you're down into the belly of the grill. You're seeing now the bottom of your gas grill, and that's probably where, if there were a nest or something, you're going to find that. And the reason that it's down there is that's where all your drippings end up when you've been grilling all summer that don't get burned on from the heat shields and the burner. And that is what attracts the varmints, right? Because it smells good and it looks good. And it's a place that's covered. They're up.
Smells good to them.
Right. And they're up under your cover. It's secluded. It's warmer for the winter. You get it, right? So if you find that in there, you need to clean that out. Now, the belly of the grill, I don't use water on. I don't spray that. What I do is I get a putty knife, just a flat, like you'd use for drywall or whatever, but like a 3-4-incher, and I just go down in there and scrape anything I can find off the bottom, and then I grab my shop vac, and I suck it up. And you're clean then. You don't have to be spick and span. You just got to get the big chunks out of there. So you're starting over clean for the new year. Put the thing back together with your new burner, and I think that's a huge tip, Bob, is if you see, they should be pinholes, right?
And they might even just be rusty.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them were not stainless, and if they were stainless, they're a cheap grade of stainless because that's what they use in Shanghai.
Well, and that's what they use in more affordable grills. We'll call it that. And anyway, a new burner will make your grilling year tremendously better than if you're looking at the one that
But that Broil King I'm talking about, I've owned several.
Mm-hmm.
That is made in North America, U.S. and Canada, and they have stainless ribbon burners. They're fantastic. I think they have a lifetime warranty on the burners.
Right.
I think Weber does too.
Right. So you may not have to buy that burner. You just go back to the dealer and they'll warranty one out for you. And just, you know, be careful. You can probably get a YouTube video, but take a little video of what it looked like before you pull it out of there, because you want to be able to put it back in. It's a safety issue if you don't mount it back in.
Smart dad is going to show his wife and say, honey, we need a new grill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this thing's going to blow up, and I don't think you want to live without me.
Right. So coming up next, we're going to talk not about cleaning your grill, but using the damn thing. So we got skirt steak, grilled onions, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.